Second perek of my Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah is now going to discuss general halachas and kalayas zeroyim, how far one has to separate one min from the other. Now, the Rambam explains to us over here that the whole idea of kalayim is because it looks like there's an erbuvia. It looks like everything's mixed together. As long as things are set up in a certain order that they don't look mixed together, then mitzad adin, it's mutter. Based on the shape and the size of the field, Chachamim required different specifications for the distance one has to separate from one min and another. So, Haroi Tzalat is a Deya Meisha Meisha. Meisha Meisha means rows. So this is one type of configuration, and based on the shape of this vegetable patch, we will see how much he has to separate. So Meisha Meisha means rows which are longer than they are wide, and they have to be in respect to this halacha, we're talking about these rows that are at least 6 tefachim wide, and they're less than 10.5 amas wide. So all these rows that are defined as a meisha, and he wants to make rows, each one of a different species. Hashem says you have to separate between one row and the next, 3 rows of a certain type of plowing. The width of a certain type of yoke that was used for plowing in Sharon, a certain area in Eretz Yisrael. Each one used a different term, but it's more or less the same term. Lamaita, and the Rambam says that the distance is 2 amas. So once again, if we have these long rows, each one is between 6 tefachim and 10.5 amas, it's enough to separate 2 amas between each row. Not only that, there's the chiddush that the entire thing does not have to be 2 amas. In the center of the, if we have 2 rows, let's say each one going from north to south, so the separation between them, it's enough that it's 2 amas east to west and 2 amas north to south also. And then after you have that square of 2 amas by 2 amas in the center of each row, you'll have to have the rows gradually getting closer. Since they're not touching parallel to one another, they're touching at an angle to one another, that's also a heker, it's recognizable that it's 2 different rows and it's permitted.